I get to the house. It's a fairly nice area off 6th between Colorado and Monaco. Easy to find. Didn't even need the GPS. He's waiting for me on the porch, wearing his priest outfit and smoking a cigarette. I'm wearing black 501s and a plain black t-shirt, so we kind of match. There's another priest with him I don't know, but I don't like him. They're both bruised and bleeding. Where are the parents? It's just the mom. She's in the living room. That guy stays on the porch. Take me to the girl. But I'm his assistant. I need to be with him at all times. I point two fingers at him, and he shuts up. The priest places a hand on his shoulder and whispers in his ear. He proceeds to stare at his shoes, very still. I should introduce you to the mother first. I glance into his eyes for a moment. He is resolute. Call me Father Ted. Tell her I'm a demonologist or some shit. Make it short. We go inside. He takes her aside and says a few things to her quietly. Then we go upstairs. Her door has a flea market dreamcatcher on it. She's sitting on the bed quietly. There are no restraints, of course. The Catholics don't do that anymore. Everything seems normal except for the hardcover strewn all across the carpet. Open your eyes, I say. She grins. They blaze like diamonds and the irises are yellow. I step closer. Now look into mine. The grin fades. Do you know who the fuck I am? She slowly shakes her head. Look deeper. I think way back. I let her see that city burn. I outrank you, by a lot, and have heavy backup. Do not test me. In nominis Lucifer, this child is under our protection. I have spoken. Her eyes turn back to blue. She's scared and confused, as they all are. I turn back to the priest. I don't do this kind of work anymore. Lose my number. I walk down the stairs and out the door.